welcome to the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every week I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two moms parent in the same way, and we should celebrate that and learn from one another. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Good morning, everybody. It's Jessica, and I am so honored to be bringing to you today's episode. My guest is with an extraordinary mom, Jennifer Hubbard. She is a mom of two and sadly lost her daughter, Catherine, when she was a victim of the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, 10 years ago. Since the loss of her daughter, she has had a shift in perspective. She has gained so much clarity on the meaning of life and how you continue to live after such a tragic loss. And she is the executive director of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary and Foundation, which helps others to heal through the love of animals, which was the number one love of her daughter, Catherine. For any moms listening who are scared to send your child to school, this episode is for you and for Catherine. Let's get to my conversation with the amazing Jennifer Hubbard. I want to thank Jennifer from the bottom of my heart for sharing her story. As I was editing the podcast today, my eyes just continually welled with tears for her loss and for the fear I know a lot of you feel. With the ever rising number of school shootings and mass shootings, and it just feels like we're safe in the world. And I want you to walk away with one thing today, if nothing else. You have to live your life. There is so much good and there are so many experiences left to be had. And if you're waking up today, you have an opportunity to make memories, to grow, to give, to share your light. Do that for yourself. Do it for your kids. And don't live in fear. It must have been impossibly hard for Jennifer to send her son back to school, that very same school building that was the last place that she sent her daughter. But she did it anyway. And look at Freddie thriving and living his life to the fullest. And Jennifer doing the same. It's a really beautiful testament to the power of choosing to live. But that does not diminish the hurt and the grief and the pain. So let's live. Let's live our lives and let's shine our light. Because if we just stay away from all the things that we're scared of, who knows what the world's missing out on because of that resistance and because of that hesitation on our part to truly live and show up. Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your story. If you want to know more about her, you can go to extraordinarymomspodcast.com. I've linked everything over there. I just think she is so remarkable, and I'm so grateful that she took the time to share her story with us today. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, you can do that at JessicaDahlquist3. And like I said, my website is extraordinarymomspodcast.com. This will be the last episode I air that's new for this summer, and then I'll be back at the beginning of September. I'm grateful for you for tuning into the podcast. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it when it comes back out. I will be re-airing some past episodes that I feel like have gotten buried in the archives, and I'm so excited for you to hear from those extraordinary moms as well. So hug your little ones today. Shed a tear if you must, and then have a wonderful day. I'll see you in September with another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.